It's KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. We're here in 1A. Engineer today is Jake Perlman. I'm Jack Anderson, and we are joined today by Austin's own Lilla Tried. And I'm going to be talking with front woman Lauren Burton. Lauren, I'd love to hear a song first.
Yeah, great. Song's called San Marcos.
Maybe I got too wrapped up in my art school caricatures that I made. So do I am. I hate it all, the music you made in San Marcos. I used to skate by myself in the parking garage.
Austin four-piece Lilla Tried. That was a song called San Marcos, and I'm talking with the lovely but lashing lead singer and songwriter, Lauren Burton. Lauren, how you doing?
Doing all right.
So let's talk about how we got to Lilla Tried, because you started out, when did you start writing music?
I've been writing music since I was like 16.
Okay, 15, and 16. Then the first incarnation of this project, it was just your name, I remember, and then you went by your middle name, Wicker, for a while. How did we get to Lilla Tried?
Well, my guitarist, Ray, brought up a really good point that there was already a band named Wicker, and their musical tastes were very, very different from ours. We respect them. We were like, well, cool. They already have a trademark on that name. So we, in the process of like changing the name, we were also doing a lineup change and just wanted to add, make us louder. So we got Greg and Ray, Greg on bass and Ray on drums, and just kind of all came together, and then, you know, was thinking about the movie Run Lilla Run and just kind of put it down.
And so speaking of doing some lineup changes, what motivated you to go from being a solo singer-songwriter to having a backing band?
Honestly, the reason I was doing solo stuff was just because I hadn't quite developed and cultivated those relationships to start a band. Like, ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to be in a band. You know, I would watch all those like crazy tour videos. I was a child of like the early pop punk generation, was super into all that stuff. So solo was fun. It was a great experience, and it's fun to do on the side, but it's really fun to just play really loud with people who like to play with you.
Well, speaking of the pop punk generation, it's a good jumping off point. Who do you listen to when you're writing?
Honestly, my top influence for this project is a band called Lemuria. I'm not sure where they're based out of, but I know one of them lives here. They've been a huge influence. Their singer Sheena, her guitar lines are very strong. and they're really good at just being melodic, but you know, like fast and like really fun at the same time. And then another band called Pup, and they're from Canada. And they were definitely a huge influence because they're just really loud, rowdy rock and roll. And then probably Austin's A Giant Dog is a huge, always an influence on me.
Gotta love Sabrina.
Yeah.
KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. We're chatting with local four-piece Lola Tried. Their new album is out. It's coming out Thursday. It's called Popsicle Queen. The release show is going to be the same day, Thursday, at Cheer Up Charlie's, joined with Amma, Planet Manhood, Particle Devotion, and Jess Knight. Music starts at 8:30. Lola Tried hits the stage at 11:30. So is this your first release ever as an artist, Lauren?
Yeah, my first like physical CD.
How does it feel?
Feels really great. when I got the CDs, I was super excited and I ran around my house and I realized I don't have any way of playing a CD in my house. I'm that much of a millennial. We didn't have a CD player. I have a PS4, which doesn't play CDs.
No, no.
And I don't have one in my car, which I guess it's like the biggest first world problem, but I had to like run around and find a CD player to listen to. But we did, and it was great.
We've got Lola Tried in the studio. I'd love to hear another one off the new album. KUTX 98.9. My guest tonight is Austin Four Piece. Lola Tried, their new EP, is Popsicle Queen. It comes out Thursday. The release show is going to be at Cheer Up Charlie's that night, along with Amma, Planet Manhood, Particle Devotion, and Jess Knight. The music will start at 8:30, and Lola Tried will be hitting the stage at 11:30. I'm talking with front woman Lauren Burton. Lauren, do you mind taking a moment to introduce the members of your band for our listeners?
Yeah. So we've got Ray Garza on lead guitar. He's been with it since really the start of the project. And we've got Greg Spencer on bass and Ray Flint on drums.
Well, thank you so much for coming to the studio. I can't wait to have you back again. Be sure to make sure you go out to Lola Tried's EP release out on Thursday at Cheer Up Charlie's. I'm Jack Anderson, and you've got it on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.
Now I know we're not quite hungry, but it's almost 9 o'clock. The stove is in the burning building. It's looking pretty bad, but it's not your fault.